Enzo Lopes, Pro Circuit, Salt Lake City 3, Pulpcast. First of all, man, you put your shoulder out at the last race. I can't believe you're even racing. How bad was it? How much pain were you in?
Oh, it was really bad. After practice, I thought about pulling off the race because it was really bad.
Really, huh? Damn, dude. So you just got a shot and toughed it out, I guess?
Yeah, I took a Tordo shot before the heat, and then I got fifth in the heat, and I got quite lucky with the mud because then everyone was kind of doing just basic stuff, you know?
Yep.
And I like mud because it rains a lot in Brazil.
Right.
So, yeah, to pull an eighth place, it was really good. And I still crashed.
Oh, right. You did. I feel like you're good in the mud, right? You are in the past.
Yeah, it was good. Before the red flag, actually, I got my best start of the season, and then Saxton landed on me.
Yeah.
I got pretty lucky there.
Dude, you didn't even see that coming, huh?
No, for sure not, because I went double, single to the inside, and just triple out.
Right. But, oh, geez.
Yeah, but then after the restart, I was in seventh behind Peters and Swole, and then I crashed, and then blows past me, but... Yeah, I mean, eighth place, you're pretty solid, you know, after everything that happened. Because on Thursday, after Wednesday, after the crash, I thought, for sure, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Your future brother-in-law told us that you were racing. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, he's like, yeah, he's going racing. That's pretty crazy.
Dude, that was the highlight of my week. Racer X posted something like... Phil's brother-in-law.
Yeah. That was the highlight. dude, it was crazy. It was such a gnarly track, but like you said, it almost helped you because it was just double, double, double. It was easy for you to do. Your shoulder was okay. The whoops were, you know, just a doubling. So honest, in a way, Lopes, the track condition, you were the only guy that probably really liked it muddy like that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it kind of on practice, some of the guys were skimming the whoops. I'm like, dude, no way I can do that. So practice didn't go too well. I got like 22nd overall.
But yeah.
I mean, as the rain started falling down, I knew we would be jumping whoops. So I was quite happy with that. But well, good thing we have 10 days to rest now. So
yeah, absolutely. So I'm guessing like for you, you're seventh in the points. J-Mart's out. You can pass him potentially with some races. That's why you're racing, right? I mean, that's why you didn't pack it in. You looked at your top 10 and kept it going.
Yeah, for sure. After my crash on Wednesday, I was pretty bummed because I was gonna be top 5 in the points.
Yep.
But I mean, I'm still 7th and I'm still can get to top 5. So I mean, that's the goal right now. That's why I wanted to try and race today. And really happy I did it. So.
Do you think Phil's proud of you?
What?
Do you think Phil is proud of you?
No, I think it takes more than that. He's never proud.
You're probably right. All right. Hey, Lopes, thank you for the time. I appreciate it. Good job out there, man. I'm impressed. So thank you for the time.
No, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I don't usually get to do this stuff, so it's pretty cool.
No problem, man. You deserve it. Thanks, Enzo.
Thank you. Bye.